community today, this morning anyway.
Yeah, actually, I was going to go that's where community today is.
Mother is in town, our secretary, and she would love to take a picture of you too. Take your taking with her, Allison.
This is my mother.
Here, do you want to stand in one of the flyers?
Mother finance.
For my mother.
That's right.
Okay, one, two, three. Thank you so much.
Morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. Time is 4 minutes after 9 a.m. Monday, April 11, 2011. With me today is Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson. Well, Senator Thomas, Senator Olson hasn't arrived yet. Senator Egan and myself, Stedman. We have, as a workload today, we will labor on two bills, Senate Bill 5, Medical Assistance Eligibility, and then we'll go on to Senate Bill 101, Entity Transaction Act. We're going to start today with Senate Bill 5 by Senator Davis regarding medical assistance eligibility. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it first on April 8th. The intent today is to bring it back for further review and look to the will of the committee. And with us today is Senator Davis. If she could briefly describe what the bill does, because it's just us here at the table and then you in the audience. So if you can tell us what this bill does, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Senator Betty Davis, and I represent East Anchorage. And the bill that you have, Senate, 250 more pregnant women at the level of 200% above the poverty level. We're now at 175. And that's the basic concept of the bill.
And we have three fiscal notes in your packet from the Department of Health and Social Services. One note from public assistance for $221,800 to pay for two full-time positions to manage the increased eligibility workload. Of this amount, $77,600 in general funds and $144,200 in federal receipts. One note from behavioral health Medicaid services for $567,000 to cover the additional Medicaid cost. Of this amount, $183,400 in general funds and $183,600 in federal receipts. One note from the health care Medicaid services for $2,718,200 in increased Medicaid costs. Of this amount, $820,400 is general funds and $1,897,800 in federal receipts. And we have previously taken public testimony concerning this bill. And do we have any questions, concerns from committee members? We have been joined by Senator Olson.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning. May we have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass on Senate Bill 5 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
And we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move this bill from committee to the next committee of referral. Next up, Senate Bill 101 by Senator Pasban regarding the Entity Transaction Act. This is the second hearing on this bill. We first heard it for the first time on the 8th of April. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further consideration and look to the will of the committee. And Senator Pascavan has joined us. If he could briefly explain what his bill does in 50 pages.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. This essentially updates Alaska's corporate structure. In the last 20 or so years, there's been quite a number of different types of legal entities that have been formed in Alaska. For example, limited liability corporations or limited liability partnerships. This bill essentially allows in one singular transaction to have mergers, conversions, interest exchanges, and these types of corporate entity transactions where it could all be done here in Alaska, and it basically updates Alaska's statutory structure to make Alaska a more business-friendly place. And it's a zero fiscal note, so this is something that between myself and the Department of Law and Commerce, Community, and Economic Development have worked on for the last year, and this is good for Alaska, Mr. Chair.
As mentioned by Senator Pascavan, there is one zero fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. We've had previous public testimony at the last hearing on this bill. Do we have any other questions or concerns on this bill from committeemen? Seeing none, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass on Senate Bill 101 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee to the next committee referral with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. This concludes the meeting this morning, and we'll have a brief at ease. On the record. We have a meeting this afternoon. The next meeting is at 1:30 p.m. to put the CS on the table on Senate Bill 46, which is the FY12 capital budget. So that concludes the labor this morning. We'll see everybody back here at 1:30. Meeting adjourned. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. The time is 3:16 p.m., Monday, April 11, 2011. I'm joined this afternoon by my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Thomas, Senator Egan, Senator McGuire. We have one item of labor this afternoon on the agenda. It's Senate Bill 46, which is the FY12 capital budget. Senate Bill 46 by the governor regarding capital appropriations coming in the next fiscal year. This is the fourth hearing on this bill. We previously heard it on March 15th, 16th, and 17th. The intent today is to adopt a committee substitute, give members a chance to ask questions, and set the bill aside for further review. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion to adopt committee substitute version I?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 46 Finance version I as our working document.
I'll object for explanation and invite Mr. Baker to come forward. Mr. Baker, if you can, when you're ready, introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then explain to the committee the CS, please.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Miles Baker, staff to Senate Finance Committee. Members should have, in addition to the CS version I, they should have a packet of reports. The first report is a House District summary of the bill before you, and it's probably the easiest thing to do is just kind of walk through that report, and then I will also, Mr. Chairman, highlight some things in the bill. Column one of the House District report. Well, let me back up. All the reports you'll see use the same column headings, which is broken out into the sections of the bill, which I'll explain. You will notice that the second report, which is the agency summary report, and the third report, which is the statewide totals, fund source totals, there are the columns, and then there's a comparison to the governor's budget as well. Section one, Mr. Chairman, is section one of the bill, which begins on page two and runs through page 84, is basically the FY12 capital budget, the governor's budget, as well as legislative additions. Everything that is not otherwise broken out into different sections of the bill is included in column one and section one of the bill. Section four of the bill, which begins on page 91 and goes through 96, is a $100 million section of the FY12 capital budget that has a fuel trigger mechanism attached to it, which I will explain in a moment. Section 7 of the bill, which begins on page 100, goes through page 112, is the energy package component of the FY12 capital budget, Mr. Chairman, which totals just under $470 million. Section 10, which is column 4 of your reports, are the cruise head tax related projects, which begin on page 115 of the bill. Column 5, which is section 13 of the bill, begins on page 119, runs through page 131, is the K through 12 education infrastructure investment portion of this bill, Mr. Chairman, which is just under $400 million. And column six is the total of the CS before you, Mr. Chairman, which is $2.875 billion, $1.65 billion of which is unrestricted general funds, and $46 million of designated general funds, $96 million of other state funds, and $1.08 billion of federal funds. And if I could, Mr. Chairman, I would just like to back up then and point out a few things in the bill. On page 3 of the bill, beginning on line 24, you will see some intent language. And this intent language is repeated in some other sections of the bill. Any section dealing with grants to municipalities, grants to named recipients, or grants to unincorporated communities. And this is a topic that we've been discussing with OMB and Department of Commerce for the last couple of years, of a way to simplify those small dollar value grants in terms of tracking and record keeping. And so the intent language says, it is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Commerce eliminate the requirement for narrative and financial quarterly reporting for any grant of $50,000 or less, and that as long as the department receives a signed certification from the grant recipient that they will comply with all other terms of the grant agreement, and the full grant amount will be used for the purpose which it is intended that the department make a single upfront payment for any grant of $50,000 or less. The next thing I would like to draw to the committee's attention, Mr. Chairman, page 15, line 23, there's some intent language dealing with the $20 million appropriation to the Port of Anchorage expansion project. On page 29, Mr. Chairman, beginning on line 22, you will see a section for the public library construction program, which we, the legislature, this committee, initiated that last year. This year, that section, those grants total $16,967,000 for public library programs. There is another appropriation in the bill to the for some deferred maintenance of the Fairbanks Library. It is not part of this grant program, however, so it doesn't appear in this section of the bill. On page 47, Mr. Chairman, beginning on line 19, similar to the library program, you'll see a section for deferred maintenance for statewide hatchery facilities. That total is $11,250,000. That was also an initiative that this committee began last year. On page 64, line 28, I would just like to point out the $34.7 million to the Department of Revenue for a tax revenue management system. If I could, Mr. Chairman, I just would like to go back to the structure of the bill itself. If members will turn to the language section, On page 147, section 39A, you will see contingency language.
Could you repeat the page and line number again, please?
Page 147, line 11, section 39. You'll see two contingency sections. The first contingency section, Mr. Chairman, refers to section 7 of the bill, which is the energy, the legislature's energy comprehensive energy package. And the contingency there, Mr. Chairman, is that these are all of the appropriations in this section are to be treated as a single package, and that if any appropriation in that section does not become law, then none of the appropriations in that section become law. And if I could, I'd just read the on page 100, the intent language that begins that section, that energy section, Mr. Chairman, says, it is the intent of the legislature that the following appropriations and projects are needed to carry out the state's energy policy described in AS 4499-115, which was passed last year, Senate Bill 220, I believe. As the energy policy states, the legislature recognizes the immense diversity of the state's geography, cultures, and resource availability, and the need to identify and assist with development of the most cost-effective long-term sources of energy for each community statewide. Therefore, the legislature intends that the package of appropriations and projects listed below are all necessary to achieve a statewide balance in addressing the state's diverse energy needs. The second contingency, Mr. Chairman, which, if I could draw you back to the last page of the bill again, section 39B. This is for all of the appropriations in section 4 of the bill, and that's $100 million, and most of those are all, there's not really a subject specific, those aren't subject specific appropriations, it's just $100 million of the governor's original capital budget request. Those projects are contingent on the fiscal year 2012 year-to-date average price of ANS crude exceeding $150 a barrel as of October 1st of 2011. And I think, Mr. Chairman, those were the main. I did want to mention one thing on section 13, which is the on page 119, which is the K through 12 education portion. The intent language is it is the intent of the legislature that the following appropriations be considered as a single comprehensive K-12 education infrastructure investment program for fiscal year 2012. In this section, Mr. Chairman, you will see grants for school construction around the state, including the Department of Education's Major Maintenance Grant Fund. The governor originally requested $20 million for major school maintenance, and this CS funds an additional $255 million of major maintenance, which clears the Department of Education's list for a total of $275 million for major school maintenance. This section also includes on page 131 under the School Construction Grant Fund an addition of two schools, new school construction. The governor had requested one school, and this CS adds an additional additional $48 million for two additional schools. That's on page 131. And I think the language section, Mr. Chairman, on page 134, section 17, you'll see on line 17, section 17 is a $60 million appropriation to the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act. That is $100 million less than in the governor's request. That's committee's understanding that that's enough money to take the reimbursements, the estimated reimbursements for AGIA through the end of this calendar year, the FY11 calendar year. There's on line 20, $2.4 million of general funds, and on line 22, $2.4 million of Denali federal funds going to the Emerging Energy Technology Fund. On line 26, section 18, there's $2.5 million going to the Alternative Energy Conservation Revolving Loan Fund, which was part of SB 220 last year. And then on line 28, you'll see $30.6 million going to the Renewable Energy Fund. That will be the round four grants. The governor had requested $25 million in that program. The AEA had had a total of $36 million in ranked grants available. So this bill would fund the full 36. Those projects are all allocated out in the energy package portion of the bill, which is section 7. The reason this appropriation is less than $36 million is because there's $6 million available already in the AEA fund from either previous grants that have not required as much money or grants that have not the amounts for rounds 1, 2, and 3 weren't as much as previously anticipated. Page 136, section 21 is a grant for $486,000 to the Department of Labor, the Workforce Investment Board, for beginning a training program for Alaskans to work in the film and television industry. Section 23 on page 136 begins the legislative reappropriations of previous legislative grants that grant recipients have requested. We reappropriate the balance or change the scope of the project for some reason. And I think the last thing, Mr. Chairman, on page 146, section 37, is the language for the lapsing FY11 legislative appropriations. You will see in subsection A there's a scope change for the $750,000, what was previously called the Bristol Bay Drainage Study. That the scope has been changed, broadened. That grant's been extended for 3 years until FY 2014. Subsection B appropriates $900,000 of lapsing ledge operating to LBNA for FY12 operating costs. Subsection C is $450,000 to add to that $750,000 large-scale mining study from last year. That would bring the total amount available to 1.2. And the final two appropriations of $2.23 million and an estimated, these are estimated lapsing balances as of June 30, 2011, would appropriate $10 million to Ledge Council to begin scoping and planning a system-wide redesign of BASIS and a document management system and a integrated ability to integrate Ledge Finance appropriation reporting into the legislature's bill status and reporting system.
That it? What I'd like to do is just back up a little bit, just for those watching at home. You know, last year we passed at the end of the session a $3 billion capital budget, and it was pared back to about $2,775,000, rounded off. Right now we're at $2,870,000, or just make it $2,009,000. So we're pretty close to where we were last year. Also in this proposed proposed budget's another $500 million going to savings. You'll see, so that would put our savings component. We've got another vehicle that has $1 billion in it, and $400 million for PCE. There's $500 in here, so it'd be $1,009,000,000. We're saving at this table roughly $2 for every dollar we're spending in capital appropriations. Just to give you an idea of the magnitude, a couple of years ago we were concentrating on saving a dollar and spending a dollar. This year it's 2-for-1. So we're substantially setting aside large sums of money for future generations. And in the energy section of the bill, $464 million. We recognize the high cost of energy across the state, and we're aggressively trying to respond to that through energy generation and conservation through enhancements and insulation values and so on and so forth across the state, and maintenance. Also on schools, the second big area is on education, right under $400 million, $397 million in new construction with three schools, along with the entire deferred maintenance list on K-12. So that's just the 30,000-foot view. And I'll go ahead and remove my objection of the adoption of the CS. Do we have further objection of the CS? Seeing none, we have adopted the CS. Any final questions? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to express my appreciation for the commitment by the group to the full major maintenance list for schools. It includes rural and urban projects. It would be an historic achievement to fund that entire list in a single year, and I appreciate the commitment we've made to that. The energy projects as well, we're making a major commitment there. I think that's historic as well and will be well received by Alaskans, but especially the major maintenance for education, the entire list in a single year is a big, big deal, and I appreciate the effort to get us to this point.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no further comments, we are adjourned.